1. Promptly and regularly resolve conflicts. 2. Listen and learn. 3. Be patient, tolerant, and empathic. 4. Clarify what the real issues are. 5. Work on one conflict at a time. 6. Build upon points of agreement. 7. Stay solution-focused. 8. Ask for changes that will make things better. 9. Apologize and forgive. And 10. Seek mutually acceptable solutions.
1. Promptly and regularly resolve conflicts. Have you ever noticed that you're likely to brush off minor problems because they're not worth the irritation? Then some conflicts are so big they almost send you over the edge. These are likely to be ignored, mostly because we don't want to deal with something so tough. Hopefully these are few and far between. In turn, many of our conflicts are of a moderate variety. They may create some frustration or tension, but aren't monumental, so they, too, are sometimes let go. Unresolved issues build upon one another until a small problem becomes a moderate and then a big problem. Whether large, medium, or small, unresolved conflicts emerge again. They may be with a different person or situation, but they will be the same conflicts. Gunny sacks and camelbacks. Gunny sacking occurs when couples sweep conflicts under the carpet as an avoidance mechanism, hoping the problems will somehow disappear. Instead, the conflicts accumulate until there's a lot of debris under that carpet, dirty straw mostly. A husband and wife might be discussing a minor issue, you know, one of those really big problems like who forgot to turn off the hall light. And once they start arguing, they bring up other stuff, essentially unresolved issues. Why is this? All of the old accumulated debris they were sweeping under the carpet was actually stuffed into their gunny sacks. And once the two of them finally get into it, out come both gunny sacks filled with their backlog of unresolved conflicts, which naturally get dumped into the pile again. Remember the adage, the straw that broke the camel's back? Well, in relationships, the gunny sacks filled with the straw of unresolved issues are heaped on camels. These camels, the mute martyrs in marriage, simply continue to accept an ever-increasing load from their cop-out couple masters. Finally, however, the load is just too much to bear, even for these uncomplaining beasts of burden. The husband or wife tries to stuff a final straw into the bulging gunny sack on the camel, and the poor beast just kneels over onto the desert sand, its back broken by one too many straws of unconfronted and unresolved issues. So how can couples prevent overflowing burlap bags and injured camels? By dealing with problems as they occur on a regular and routine basis. But what does that mean? Some have suggested this be done on a daily basis, like before going to bed each night. For most of us leading busy, over-programmed lives, finding the time to deal with such conflicts every day is unrealistic. On the other hand, doing this once a month is probably too infrequent for most couples. Our recommendation is this. Set aside a regular time each week to discuss challenge areas in your marriage. Thus, regardless of which spouse wants to deal with a problem, both will know they'll have a predetermined block of time to deal with and resolve their negative feelings about each other. Naturally, some issues demand your immediate attention, but most can be dealt with during a weekly resolve session. Having a regular time to empty the gunny sacks has another important advantage. If both partners know there will be a specific time each week to air their feelings and work through their conflicts, it can help them focus more of their limited time together on positive interaction. After all, wouldn't you rather spend your precious time together on an enjoyable, pleasant level? Although it helps to deal with our marital conflicts right away, it's important to recognize that we may not always be able to resolve them immediately. Depending on the nature and the complexity of the problem, it may take more time to determine the best possible solution. Couples who attempt to resolve some conflicts can quickly limit their options of possible solutions. Also, the amount of time and energy required up front and along the way will vary according to the risk of the conflict. If there's a lot of personal risk involved for each partner, it will take longer to determine causes, feelings, reactions, and possible solutions. Also, it may take longer for one spouse to work through his or her feelings about it, what it means and what it will take to solve it, to take steps in order to correct it. So, why bring up an issue if we cannot solve it immediately? It's necessary to acknowledge that it exists in order to begin any productive discussion about it. Remember the confront practice. It's okay to slow down when you're evaluating why a conflict exists and what can be done about it. If you decide to let a seemingly small problem go because it's not worth dealing with, you determine that this won't matter 6 months or 10 years from now, then make sure you let it go completely. Don't let it sit and eat at you, subconsciously or consciously, or it will turn into a big issue down the road.